Okay, let's go ahead and look at the Jue-Yin circuits now. And starting with the Jue-Yin itself, we find that it has several functions. The major function is that it regulates the circulation of the qi and blood. Remember that the liver has the Shu-She function of distributing qi throughout the body. So essentially this means that the liver is responsible for circulating the qi. And the pericardium also plays an important role for circulating the blood. It works with the heart in doing so. Another important function of the Jue-Yin is that it calms the shin. We know that liver points can be very helpful for this, as well as pericardium points. So when used together, the liver and pericardium is often very, very commonly used for shen disturbance. Another function of the Jue-Yin is that it supplements the yin in the blood. Remember that the liver stores the blood, and the pericardium has a strong connection to the blood and the yin as well through its association with the yin wei. The final function is that the liver stores the blood, and then the heart and the pericardium house the shen. Now, I mention this because there's a close association between the state of the blood and the state of the shin. So in conditions of a blood deficiency, we will often see shen disturbance. So this is important to consider for the Jue-Yin, because the liver has this function of storing the blood and the pericardium is the house for the shen. So let's go ahead and look at the circuits that can be formed from the Jue-Yin. The first one is the Jue-Yin Xiaoyang circuit, where we see the liver and the pericardium connecting to their internally externally related meridians of the gallbladder and Sanjiao. The second circuit is the Jue-Yin Yang-Ming circuit, where we see the liver connecting to the large intestine and the pericardium to the stomach. And finally, we see the Jue-Yin Metal-Water circuit, where the liver is connecting to the large intestine and the kidney is also a part of this circuit as well. So let's go ahead and get into the details of each of these now, starting with the Jue-Yin Xiaoyang circuit. So the functions of this circuit are that it regulates the circulation of the qi and blood. This is also a very important circuit for subduing liver yang and internal wind, because the gallbladder and Sanjiao meridians are very powerful for conditions of liver yang and internal wind. This circuit is also important for calming the mind and the spirit, and it also clears damp heat. Remember that the gallbladder and Sanjiao both have a strong function in clearing damp heat from the body. So when a patient has primary concerns of headaches, insomnia, anxiety, hypertension, jaundice, hepatitis, stroke, palpitations, or shen disturbance, we will often think of the Jue-Yin. And when they present with secondary or tertiary concerns that relate to the Xiaoyang, then we would choose to use this circuit. So these symptoms may include various conditions that affect the Xiaoyang channels. It could be carpal tunnel syndrome, it could be temple headaches or neck and shoulder pain in the gallbladder channel. We may even see conditions such as cholecystitis or other conditions of the gallbladder. Knee pain in the gallbladder meridian is quite common as well and can be treated with this circuit. So the main thing that I want to talk about in relation to this circuit are headaches, because they are so commonly encountered in clinic. And I want to draw some contrast between Jue-Yin headaches and Xiaoyang headaches. Now both Jue-Yin and Xiaoyang headaches can be treated with this. The difference is that the Jue-Yin headaches will manifest at the top of the head or behind the eyes, and the Xiaoyang headaches will occur at the temples. Now there are various patterns that may be present when we have Jue-Yin or Xiaoyang headaches, and all of these will relate to the liver. Now regardless of the liver pattern that is present, we can use gallbladder points to resolve liver patterns. So for instance, if it's liver qi stagnation, we can use numerous gallbladder points to benefit the liver and to resolve the pain there. The use of Sanjiao points, such as Sanjiao 3 and Sanjiao 5, is very important for treating headaches in the temple regions, and Sanjiao 3 and Sanjiao 5 can also be used to treat neck and shoulder pain that occur in the gallbladder and Sanjiao meridians, and it's also useful for resolving liver yang rising. So when we see these patterns of the liver that are related to Xiao Yang channel symptoms, then we're most likely going to be using this circuit, especially if the primary concerns are related to the liver or pericardium. So this is a very commonly used circuit, especially for all patterns of headaches that are in the Jueyin or the Xiaoyang channels. Now let's go ahead and contrast with this with the next circuit, which is the Jueyin Yangming circuit. Now in this circuit, we'll find that liver patterns will affect the abdominal organs, and that therefore we would be wise to use large intestine and stomach points when the stomach and lower abdomen or bowels are affected. So the functions of this circuit are that it regulates the circulation of the qi and blood, it harmonizes the stomach, intestines, and bowels, and it also helps to clear heat. Primary concerns that we often encounter in clinic are abdominal pain, stress, IBS, headaches, hepatitis, palpitations, mental disorders, and anger or frustration. Secondary and third concerns will relate more to the Yangming channels or organs. These can include acid reflux, stomach ulcers, constipation, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, colitis, and gastritis. So this circuit is very useful when liver patterns are causing stomach and abdominal symptoms, such as the ones mentioned above, and it's also very important for plum pit, abdominal masses, and gynecological conditions. This brings up a very important point. We have a saying in Chinese medicine, which is same disease, different treatment, and different disease, same treatment. So what this means then is that a person can have a different disease, such as headaches, and another client could have abdominal pain or constipation or IBS, but we could potentially use the same treatment if the pattern is the same. So liver qi stagnation, as we know, it can cause headaches, or it can also cause various abdominal patterns. So according to the statement, different disease, same treatment, we could potentially use the same points. However, the point that I want to make is that if a client has a condition of liver qi stagnation that's causing headaches, say in either the Jueyin channels or the Xiaoyang channels, we would be better to use the previous circuit, Jueyin Xiaoyang, because the Xiaoyang meridians pass through the head and have such a major influence on the head, neck, and shoulders. Now, however, if the liver qi stagnation is affecting the lower abdomen, the stomach, or the colon, we would be wise to use the Yangming channels as opposed to the Xiaoyang. So while there is a tremendous amount of use and benefit in that statement that says same disease, different disease, same treatment, there are also times when we don't necessarily want to follow what that has to say, because if a patient has liver qi stagnation manifesting as IBS, we would be much better off using the Jueyin Yangming circuit. Likewise, if a patient has headaches due to liver qi stagnation and that's affecting the temple regions or even just the Jueyin, we would be better off using the Jueyin Xiaoyang circuit. So according to circuit theory, then we're able to make finer distinguishments between what meridians are going to give us the most benefit based on their location on the body as well as their associations with the other meridians. Now, as a final point on this circuit, this Jueyin Yangming circuit is very important for many patterns of gynecological conditions, especially when it's rooted in a liver imbalance. Remember that large intestine 4 is commonly used with liver 3 to treat various gynecological patterns, especially when there's pain involved. But the use of the pericardium points are also very important. PC3 and PC6 is a very good combination when there's gynecological pain that's rooted in liver qi stagnation, or if there is imbalances in the blood or the yin. And also on the large intestine meridian, besides large intestine 4, Master Tong uses 3 points that are just on the forearm that are commonly used for treating various gynecological patterns. Now, this is because the large intestine points are so powerful at resolving liver qi stagnation, but also according to five element theory, the metal is able to overact on the wood. So the stomach, it's not the most important point to use for some of these gynecological conditions. However, if there are symptoms such as bloating, or if there is phlegm that's also a part of this, then the use of the stomach points is also important. And you'll notice with some of these circuits that 3 meridians are usually playing the major role in the treatment of the condition, and the 4th meridian is playing an adjunct role. And this is a very important role nonetheless, and it can often help to treat the client's secondary or tertiary concerns. So the Jue Yin Yang Ming circuit, as a final note, is one of the more important circuits to use when treating gynecological conditions. Another important circuit for treating various diseases of affecting women is the next circuit here that we see, is the Jue Yin Middle Water circuit. And its functions are to regulate the circulation of qi and blood through the lower jiao. It also helps to supplement the yin, because we find the kidney present, and the pericardium, as we've been mentioning, through the use of PC6, plays an important role in nourishing the yin in the blood. Another function of this circuit is that it calms the shen and it harmonizes the intestines. Now, when we use this circuit, the primary complaints may include headaches, liver disease, palpitations, anemia, chest tightness, costal pain, anxiety, or various mental and emotional imbalances. Our secondary and tertiary concerns are going to relate to the large intestine and or kidneys, and these can include constipation, abdominal pain, IBS, colitis, low back pain, kidney disease, low libido, infertility, and fatigue. Now, this circuit is often used when chronic stress or emotional repression has affected the Jue Yin, which often happens and occurs with deficiency in the kidneys. So it's not uncommon to see patterns where their client has been overworking or suffers from adrenal burnout, or perhaps they've depleted their kidneys through excessive sex or drug use. Any condition that adversely affects the Jue Yin and depletes the kidneys can be treated with the circuit. Now, this is quite common, as I just mentioned. Overwork, adrenal burnout, excessive sex, or drug use all adversely affect the Jue Yin and deplete the kidneys at the same time. So when you see these patterns, then we'd want to use the Jue Yin Middle Water circuit. The circuit's also important for liver and kidney yin deficiency that occur together. This is a common pattern, especially in gynecological conditions. We see liver and kidney yin deficiency occurring together, or we may see liver blood deficiency and kidney yin deficiency occurring simultaneously. Now, this circuit is very useful for a multitude of gynecological conditions where we see both the liver and kidney patterns present. Another use of this circuit is that it is good for liver patterns that affect the lower abdomen, the bowels, and the chest simultaneously. Because remember that both the yin wei and the yin chao affect the chest and abdomen. So PC6 connects to the yin wei, kidney 6 connects to the yin chao, and both of these meridians have a strong effect on the the chest and the abdomen, because they both pass through these regions. So I like to use PC6 and Kidney6 together for many types of conditions, especially if there's kidney yin deficiency, and shin disturbance is one example, or kidney yin deficiency and liver patterns with chest tightness, and shin disturbance is another example, or if they have a condition such as liver qi stagnation that is causing constipation and there is yin deficiency as well, this circuit can be used very successfully for treating that. So the Jueyin metal water circuit, in final summary, it's good for conditions that affect the chest and the lower abdomen, as well as gynecological conditions, and especially when there are liver and kidney patterns manifesting simultaneously together. So this then concludes our discussion of the Jueyin circuits. In the next section, we'll be talking about our final three circuits.